From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the timing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Mr. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We've made it very clear. We've been open. We've made it very clear that we're not being doctrinaire about the specific date or time. We're open. But right now, Assad has refused to have a serious discussion, and Russia has refused to help bring him to the table in order to do that. So that's why we're where we are.
Separately, Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. Killings happened last week earlier, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Pope Francis has landed in Havana. He's been there for a day or so, launching a historic 10-day trip on Saturday to Cuba and the United States. Pot of praise, the detente between the two long-estranged neighbors, as, in his words, an example of reconciliation for the entire world that fills us with hope.
El mundo necesita reconciliación.
The Pope said the world needs reconciliation as it experiences an atmosphere of a third world war that's hanging, happening in stages. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square today before holding a private meeting with President Raul Castro. Pope travels to the United States later this week. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.